December 28, 1982. Oklahoma City Bank Vice President Steve Thompson and his wife Ellen arrived home from a holiday party. Unexpectedly, a car pulled in behind them.
When they got out of the car and started entering our garage, they hollered, "Mr. Thompson, we're federal agents." They were on top of us, you know, with just in a few seconds.
Ellen Thompson thought perhaps the men had the wrong house.
I couldn't think of any reason federal agents would be coming to our house, and I've heard of mistakes before, so I looked at him and said, "There must be some mistake here. Can I see your identification?" And he pulls out a gun.
The one with the obvious wig seemed to be the enforcer. The other one was in charge.
There was obviously one other male involved because somebody drove him to our house and that car left and we never saw that car again.
The two gunmen forced the couple inside. The leader began interrogating Thompson about the bank where he worked.
No.
He cooperated so the incident could end without anyone getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Thompson answered some questions about the bank's complex security system, but he knew the safety of his employees came first.
I didn't give him names of actual people that had combinations and stuff. I said, "We'll just have to wait and see who gets there and who has the combinations and stuff," because I didn't want to put any individuals in jeopardy.
I see.
A man called to speak with a gunman.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It sounded like they were finalizing plans for a robbery the next day.
Well, call me back at 6:30.
The leader warned Thompson to follow his orders exactly.
Okay.
He was trying to make a point with me, and he said, if anybody sets off the alarms tomorrow, if anything goes wrong and the police come, he said, "I'm going to kill the police."
Tell me.
He made the comment at that point. He said, "I'm not going back to the penitentiary."
The gunman held the couple hostage overnight. An hour before dawn, they forced the Thompsons to drive them to the bank.
Woman?
At 9 a.m., they waited for employees to arrive.
She's wearing a black dress, floral print.
They had someone stationed outside as a lookout.
She's coming in the front door.
During the robbery, one person was in contact with somebody by phone the whole time. And they were able to give him detail as far as how many people were coming to the front door.
The gunman knew only certain employees had access to the multi-layered security system.
We got armed visitors this morning, but if everybody cooperates, we'll be okay.
Ma'am, I need to know, do you have the combination to the safe?
No.
I need you to come with me.
Those without codes or combinations were shoved into a bathroom holding area.
What's going on?
Blonde? Tall? Act natural, everything will be fine.
It always takes, you know, more than one person to access anything. They have different layers of security within the vault and the cash vaults themselves within the vaults.
Sir, I need to know, do you have the combination to the safe?
It's okay.
Yes, I do.
I need you to come with me.
Anyone with a code was put to work.
So that's what he was trying to determine, was who was going to be able to access that cash.
Other employees had gotten them close. One final combination stood between the robbers and hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Get it open. Don't play here. Be stupid.
The robber with the wig was the more threatening one.
Do what you're told, no one gets hurt. Good, now get in there and fill them up.
Within 30 minutes, the gunman had hundreds of thousands of dollars in hand.
Did you get it?
Got it. Come on.
I need your keys.
They herded Mr. Thompson and the manager in with the other hostages.
He put me in one of the restrooms, and he told me and the people in our restroom that said, we're going to be here 5 more minutes. Nobody stick their head out. And they left. And I was pretty sure that, you know, from hearing the conversations out there, that they were going to leave right away. So I probably waited, probably a minute and a half before I came out.
When it appeared the robbers had gone, Thompson directed the manager to contact authorities.
Go ahead and call the police.
Yes, Quail Creek Bank's just been robbed. We need the police here right away.
The call went out to nearby Oklahoma City patrol units.
Respond immediately to bank robbery at 1482 Olson Road.
10-4.
Following standard procedure, Oklahoma City police also contacted the FBI. Special Agent Mike Seigel took the call.
I shouted to other agents on the squad that we had a bank robbery. I gave them the location and gave them a little bit of information about what was going on, the fact that the robbers were gone, and we had a bunch of agents in head for the bank.
The patrol units arrived first. They approached quietly and cleared the bank, making sure no gunmen were still inside. FBI agents arrived minutes later. The Hobbs Act, enacted in 1946 to protect federally insured depositors, makes bank robberies the jurisdiction of the FBI. It meant a nationwide police force would investigate the crime and go after the robbers. The Thompsons described the ordeal that began in their home the night before.
So no one was hurt.
Didn't have anybody hurt.
It had been a sophisticated, well-planned crime with no evidence left behind. These robbers must have struck before.